Blog Talk Radio. only one.
Yes, and welcome everyone to the Jig Davis Show presents the Washington Republican primary, and tonight's show will be all about the Republican Washington primary, and we will be giving regular updates and analysis as we get the votes in. And as always, we're joined by my co-host of the series, James Holbein of Florida.
He's here. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good.
Good to know. Hello to everyone in the UK as well. As well as our esteemed host.
Yep. And obviously tonight's show is all about Washington. And the 44 delegates of the grab.
Exactly. That's what I got written down here, 44. But I have outdated information prior to what you were telling. Privately, I didn't get the update that you told me. I got the previous information before that. So you beat me on the updated information, even. But I could tell you what I heard before then if you'd like.
Well, not just yet, because we've got plenty of time for you to give your information. Because obviously you've got a lot to give.
I got some of it written down for today, yeah. And I heard something else before then as well, so I got about a good page or two. Because it took me a while to comb through all the current Washington. I didn't want to do outdated information like 2 weeks ago. I wanted to keep it within a week.
Well, why go ahead and tell us your predictions for tonight?
Well, obviously we know who's going to win the Washington primary, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Shout out to the Trump family. Congratulations in advance. But as for my percentage of him winning, since he's the only candidate left, I would say at least 70-75% guaranteed. Rough ballpark.
70%. So how many delegates do you think Trump will come away with tonight?
The 44. Easily 40 of the 44. At least 40. They might rip them off of one or two, so that's why I'm saying 40.
I think Trump will get at least 40 to 44 delegates.
Oh, so you went a little higher. Okay. I just roughed it out to 40, because, you know, in case if they try to rip them off, that's why I based it on 40, like, rip them off of, like, what, a couple? Why I rounded it to 40. You know how the system works. They deny your candidate a couple votes.
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders has won a recount of the Kentucky vote.
I heard that. I don't know if you got that or not.
Yep.
Well, would you like me to tell you what I heard, if you don't mind?
Not yet.
Okay. Who knows? Maybe we got different for a change. Who knows? Because I was watching, getting the information a few hours ago, where you probably got fresher information than I did, so difference of opinion. Only human.
Well,
I should put it on CNN pretty soon. Anyway, it's only 6:10 here. Which means 11:10 is where you're at.
Yep.
But other than that, only 3 on Facebook. I told you one of them I added back. Our fellow Trump trio member, if you know who.
Stick to a topic.
You know, you can see there was blood.
Okay.
Going off topic again.
I'm just letting you know real fast. But getting back to the primary.
Listen to this.
Sure.
Advert I'm going to play. Hillary Clinton made it to attack Donald Trump. And listen to it.
You know, you can see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Does she have a good body? No. Does she have a fat ass? Absolutely.
You like girls that are 5'1", they come up to you, know where.
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
I view a person who's flat-chested is very hard to be a 10.
And you can tell them to go themselves.
Does Donald Trump really speak for you? Priorities USA Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So what do you think about that?
I think the words smear campaign, character assassination come to mind. They're trying to make Trump into a racist anti-woman monster when he's clearly not.
They're trying to they're playing all of the bad things Trump said in the past or stuff that can be conceived
damaging and misled as, right,
as bad, and they're trying to ask people if he really is speaking for them to try and get people to not vote for him.
So smear campaign, doctoring footage, and character assassination.
Right. Yep.
It's going to be dirty come November. Won't be respectful, that's for sure. So parental discretion would be advised on that debate. It ain't going to be a PG debate.
What did you say?
I'm saying come November, it won't be a PG debate. Both sides will be highly heated, contested. It's not going to be friendly. It's going to be a knockout, drag-out fight.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by it won't be PG.
Well, it's definitely going to be not a very pretty election.
Is advised. We don't want to see little kids learning U.S. history by watching that one. That's all we need.
We're losing you, James. We can't hear you.
I'm saying, we don't want little kids to learn U.S. history based on the highly contested debate come November. They'll pick up words, if you hear what I'm saying. We don't need little kids cussing out their school teachers based on Hillary versus Trump. If you follow me, it's going to be that congested. The parents will be watching the debates. The kids will be overhearing it a little bit. It's going to be the biggest heated debate, I'd say, in our modern era.
It's the biggest debate. I said it's going to be the biggest debate in American history.
Definitely, it's going to be even bigger, as I like to call it, hashtag.
Hashtag Trump 2016.
Exactly, Trump 2016. I encourage all our viewers to get out there and vote for Trump in your respective states.
Come November, and also Republican if you haven't
registered.
No, I mean, also if the Republican, your state hasn't voted yet in the Republican.
Right. And I'm pretty sure when Trump is declared the presidential nominee, I'll be looking into volunteering my time to help Trump in Florida.
Possibly, yeah.
Since I am a Trump supporter, the least I can do is help out some way.
Possibly.
I'm just saying, it's the best way to help out the candidate for Florida to get out there and wave signs, wave hats, shirts, pass out bumper stickers, something. Rally around town so people are aware Trump's out there for you, the American citizen. Because I'm only one Trump fan in Northport.
Listen to this clip.
Yeah, sure.
That was.
To me, it sounded like Terminator met a guy laughing versus a dog barking versus a rap song.
It was all Hillary Clinton. Time for what?
Hillary, we put out the pastor and let the new blood take over.
Well, we're just waiting for any updates on tonight's primary of Washington.
Right. I can click on it in a minute. I just gotta get up and grab the remote.
No, it's not on you.
Okay, I was just watching the end of a movie anyway. I forgot which one I was watching on TV. It was one of those movie channels. No biggie.
Did you say no biggie?
Yeah, no biggie.
What do you mean?
No biggie means no big deal. It can wait. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I know, but why would it be a big deal?
I just figured if I got up and grabbed the clipper, you'd be wondering what took me 5 to 10 seconds.
It's no biggie to not get it. Or it's no biggie
right.
To get it.
Right.
No biggie if you go get it, or no biggie if you don't get it. Which one do you
No biggie if I don't get it, but I'm sure if I did.
Right. But the polls didn't show for a long time to come yet, anyway.
Right. Well, the day I went to vote, it wasn't even that crowded that day. It was like I got up. I think I took the bus down there. Got dropped off. They get dropped off to the city hall, which is about a 5 to 10 minute walk from city hall because you got to cross the parking lot, go into the building. Show them your voter's ID. All right, sir, please proceed. Sign your little paper. Wham, bam, you're done. You get your sticker. See ya.
Dear Hillary Clinton, I'd like to ask you why you ignored calls for help in Benghazi, and then 4 Americans were murdered. I'd like to know why you lied, saying the attack was a response to an internet video. I'd like to hear why you tried to silence the Benghazi whistleblower.
Yeah,
but Mrs. Clinton, I can't. What difference does it make? Stop Hillary Pact is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Yes, and that was a clip from an anti-Hillary Pact. game. I don't know what James is doing. He's gone. He's just been having more arguing again. Yeah.